Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on the final three brachos of Shmona Esrei. Continuing, we're still in the brach of Modim. It's a little bit misleading sometimes, but the words V'chol Achayim are still part of Modim. The brach of Modim ends where we bow, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hatov Shimcha Ulecha Noel Hodos. So still in Modim, we say V'chol Hachayim Yoducha Sela, and all of life, living beings, will give praise to you. The Rebbe Yochar poses a question, why does it say all of life? It should say, life will give praise to you. You know, what is it? All of life? What's the emphasis? And he has a very interesting pshat, and a number of mefarshim say something similar to this. He says, v'chol achayim yoducha sela refers to those who are currently dead will also ultimately give praise to you. You could say this one of two ways. One way to say it is we have a famous idea that the righteous, even when they've left this world, are still considered to be living, meaning they still are making an impact. Maybe in heaven they're giving praise to God. Maybe that's the way to understand it. But a broader point here is the belief that the day will come where those who are currently dead will be brought back to life. This, by the way, is in future tense. Yoducha is they will praise you. So those living now, those no longer living, both groups will ultimately praise God. Interesting to think about that. Also in the bracha, we have this phrase, Hakel Yeshua Seinu V'Ezra Seinu, the God who is our salvation and our aid. Rav Schwab has a very powerful point over here. What's the difference between being our salvation and our aid? He explains as follows. Our salvation means we had a problem and we got out of it. God solved the problem. He pulled us out of the depths. Problem solved. He saved us. That's our salvation. Ezra Seinu, our aid, is something very different. We've had a problem and we still have that problem. And we get up the next morning and the problem is still there. To continue with the metaphor we had earlier in the series, it's night after night after night. There's not a lot of sun in my life right now. The problem is pervading all aspects of my life. And where's God? Why isn't he saving me? Why isn't he helping me? So to that, Rav Schwab says, if I'm able to keep on going day by day through this terribly difficult time, whether or not the problem is ever resolved in the way I want it to be resolved, whether or not that problem stays with me for the rest of my life, if I'm able to keep on moving, if I'm able to live day to day, I'm doing it some way, somehow. You know how I'm doing it? I'm doing it through the assistance of God. So Hakel Yeshua Seinu, he's our savior. Sometimes he totally turns it all around. And sometimes he's quote-unquote just Ezra Seinu, our assistance. And he doesn't dramatically change the scene. And it's not such a pleasant scene. Either way, we give thanks to him. And that leads into the very powerful closure of the bracha, Hatov Shimcha Ulecha Na'el Hodos. Your name is good, and to you it is fit to give thanks. Rav Schwab suggests that this specific phrase, L'cha na'el hodos, it's fit to give thanks to you, addresses the very types of situations that one wonders, should he be complaining to God? When things aren't going the way we want them to go. As we said earlier in the recordings, I give thanks to God then too. So now we have a fascinating concept. We bow at the words Modim Anachnu Lach, we give thanks to you, at the very beginning of this bracha, and we bow at the words Hatov Shimcha Lecha Noel Lahodos. Your name is good and it's proper to praise you at the end of the bracha. Rav Schwab suggests those two bowings are very different. The opening bow is, God, thank you for all the things in my life that are obviously good, that I'm so excited about, that I have such appreciation for. The closing bow, maybe once I've thought about all the thanks I need to give God, I have a more sophisticated and broader understanding of giving thanks. The closing bow is a bow of thanks, a submission in my outlook to God. that even the things that I'm not so happy about in my life, in my submission to Him, to His infinite wisdom, I give thanks to Him for those things also. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.